continuing our discussion of Pirkei Avos, in terms of if you learn much Torah, do not take credit for yourself, for that is what you were created for. Now, it's a good point that's being made. On another level, there is a level, I believe, at which you could say that don't take credit because it all comes from God. Give credit to Hashem. Right? What are you talking about? What did you do? I used my mind. What do you mean your mind? It's not yours. You had nothing to do with it. You had nothing to do with your own existence. What did you have to do with your own existence? Were you there? Were you there when Hashem established the world? You had nothing at all to do. It's a humbling thought. The most humbling thought of all is that you're responsible for absolutely nothing. You just woke up one day and just were conscious of the fact that you exist. That's it. That's all you had to do with it. Nothing. It was all done by others. First and foremost, your parents and whatever it is, but then there's a whole chain and it goes all the way back to Hashem. So you have talent. You have talent. Well, where does that come from? That's legitimate to say that. What are you taking credit for? For the utilization of the mind, but it's not your mind. What do you mean it's your mind? Somebody put it there, and you're using it. Well, I mean, maybe you want to take credit for the fact, yeah, but I'm the one that made the choice and all of that. Okay, fine, but that's not the sense. That's not the way you feel. You really feel it's me. You forget about God. When a person feels proud and takes credit, he completely forgets about God, and it's as though that he's the cause of his own existence, as crazy as that sounds. I don't know that that's what he's saying. A truly humble person, that's another source of humbleness. A truly humble person realizes that, what do I have to do with anything? I'm a created being. And that's something you should be cognizant of. We don't walk around with that awareness. It's a funny kind of an awareness. The awareness of a created being. And ultimately, that's like what Avraham Avinu, when they would thank him for the food. So he used that argument. What are you thanking me for? I'm not the source of the food. Sorry, I just delivered it to you. But isn't it absurd to thank someone who delivered it, but not to thank the Creator? It's absurd. But that's man. Man's an absurd kind of being. So you need to be prompted. You have to be prodded into that kind of thing. Nevertheless, I don't think that that's what he's saying, even though that's a truth. It seems to me that Rabbeinu Yonah is correct. That is, the argument that you've covered very little, because there's too much out there, is even now I've said, yeah, but that's, in your framework, that's a lot. That's true. But once you know what's out there, that doesn't satisfy a person. When a person takes credit for something in his own mind, he has to feel that it's really objective. But this is really something important. People don't take pride about something unless they could show that it's important. That's why you have, no matter how trivial, even with a trivial act, you're like, has to be built up into something. Sports, what's the big deal? Right? But the Hall of Fame and greatness, and they have to build it up in their own mind. If they were conscious of how unimportant it is, I mean, it's just a game. It's just a trivial thing. So you are the greatest person at doing a trivial thing, getting a ball and getting it through a hoop. Who cares? Right? Objectively speaking, it's not important. But they have to block that out. They have to, because there's an element in man that when he takes pride about things, he has to believe that what he does has a certain significance in an objective way. There's a certain sense of objectivity within man about an objective reality. And that's why everybody believes in his thing and his religion. No matter how ridiculous it is, he's got to believe that this is really the most important thing in the world. Every person believes that what they're doing is an actress in Hollywood, a comedian getting up and whatever it is, you know, getting people to laugh, no matter how stupid it is, in his own mind, he's got to believe what he's doing is very, very important. So that, I think, is what he's saying, is that philosophically speaking, that's true, that man can only focus on his capacity and try to fulfill you. That is an achievement. But you're not going to feel that feeling when you realize how small it is in comparison to what's out there. Once you have that sense, you're not going to feel that. That's why he's correct in saying that really it's once you're searching for knowledge, and you've achieved a certain amount, you're not going to have that feeling of greatness, because psychologically speaking, in a relative sense, or relative to others, you've done a lot. That's not going to mean anything to you. What's going to mean something to you is that you really feel that you accomplished the thing, objectively. But once you realize that you haven't, because it's so minimal, then that feeling will dissipate. Okay. Now let's just conclude his second reason. Okay, so we'll conclude the Rabban Yonah. He said the second reason is true too. There's another reason, according to him. Ki lekach notzarta, that's what you were created for, is the second reason. And that is that God did not create you from nothing, except for the sake of doing the Torah. And for this reason also, you shouldn't take credit for yourself if you've done a lot of Torah, because that's what you were created for. Okay. It means that you wouldn't have existence if it wasn't for this. You're so to speak, you're earning your keep. You're earning your keep. That's what you were created to do. And by learning Torah, you're maintaining your existence. Moshe lebal chov. Shapara chovo. It's like someone had a debt and he paid back the debt. So, wow, I did a great thing. I gave you money. It's sort of like, what do you mean I gave you money? You're paying back a debt. You see, that's what he's saying. That's the way you should look at it. What's so great about that? What gives you the basis for doing something great? If it wasn't for this, you wouldn't have existence. So by doing this, you're maintaining your existence. Like, what do? You did something extra. As opposed, if I don't owe you anything, and I give you a big sum, all right, then I'm doing something I don't have to do. But if you loan me money, I owe you money, I pay you back, I'm paying back my debt. What am I supposed to feel? If a person were to feel proud of himself, that would be absurd. What did you do? You have to do that. That is to say, this is something that you have to do. So he says, v'chi machzikin lo tova? If a person pays back his debt, does he deserve credit for it? V'zu hamid gam kein hi al mitzvos. Nah, he addresses that question. According to this formulation, then this applies to doing mitzvot as well. It's not just Torah, according to this formulation. If he did many, that is to say, the awareness that you have to do this, because this is what you were created for. If a person had that awareness, then he wouldn't take credit for it. It's a purely practical thing. That it points out that there's an element of irrationality, that man takes his existence for granted. See, if you take your existence for granted, that's yours, and that's something that can't be questioned, and now I'm doing God a favor, so to speak, and I'm learning Torah, so I'm doing something good. That's the analogy. Of course, these feelings would be absurd, but nevertheless, people feel that way. But if you don't take your existence for granted, and you appreciate the fact that you exist, so then the question is, well, why do I exist? And the answer is, so that you can do such and such. So then, what am I taking credit for? I mean, that's like the price of admission. In order to get in, I got to pay the price. So why I don't deserve credit for paying the price of admission? That's why.